God has really been showing me a lot this week. My parents have been out of town, and when they left, they said, Dan and Jess, you are in charge. And we were like, all right, whatever. You know, we'll just keep doing our jobs, and then Dan will preach in the pulpit, and that's good, right? Yet, no. So we've been really learning a lot about people this week, and I have fallen in love with you guys more and more and more and more every day. I have to tell you, God has been showing me a lot about the people in this church and the lives that you guys live and the lives that you guys lead and the purpose that you have and the abilities that are within you that maybe you don't know that are in you. But the reason that you don't know they're in you is because you don't have people to encourage you. You don't know anyone in a big church. And maybe you have maybe a group of friends that you're comfortable with. But you know what? Tonight at Shift, we're going to open up these tables after the message, and we're going to talk about the Word of God. And I want you guys to meet each other. And I want you to open up a little bit and learn to trust each other a little bit. Because you know why? Because one day, this world is going to be worse than it is today, believe it or not. And guess what? We're the body of Christ. And if we're in unity, there's going to be power within us. And you guys are the next generation to see people's lives saved and souls won. So tonight, we're going to talk about having hearts of gratitude. And you say, oh, well, I'm a grateful person. You know, well, you're not grateful. I just made you move. You know, so there are things in our hearts. And God has been showing me, you know, here I am talking about the heart of gratitude, right? Well, you should always know that whenever a minister preaches on a subject, they totally get demonically attacked all week long on that subject. So just like Luke last week, you know, invert, emotional, all those things he said he was. And then now he had to get up front and preach about stepping up and stepping out, you know. Well, this week I'm talking about the heart. And my heart has been challenged this week. My feelings got hurt this week. Somebody hurt my feelings this week. I know. But you know what? That's okay. And God has really been dealing with me on that subject, because is that really that person's issue? Or is that really my issue? Because I got offended, right? And how can I be a grateful person if I'm holding an offense? How can I go further in life if I'm not in forgiveness? How can I be the person and the thankful person God has called me to be when I'm living in a situation that's holding me bondage? And so I just really feel like God was just checking my heart this week and maybe giving me circumstances like, let's see how you're going to deal with it. Let's see how you're going to handle it. Let's see what you're going to do in this situation. And so guys, know that you're not the only ones going through things. Pastor Dan and Jess, we go through it too. And there are things that we're challenged with day in and day out. But let me tell you something. In all of it, I've had to keep a heart of gratitude this week. I've had to, even though people hurt my feelings, came against what I said, totally did things that just weren't, I think, godly. But you know what? It didn't matter. Because the point of it all was that my heart had to keep a heart of gratitude all week long. Ask Dan, we were driving here, and I'm so frustrated. I'm like, come on, guys, let's go. Get in the car. We're late, and we're driving to Chris's house. Come on, kids, get in the car. Chloe's like, Mommy, we are not being crabby today. I'm like, yeah, thank you, three-year-old. So then I'm sitting there in the car after we leave Chris's house, and I'm like, okay, good, everything's good. I'm just choosing to walk in love tonight. I am choosing to walk in love today. Flesh, die! Die, flesh, die! And my husband is like laughing at me, like, are you kidding? I'm like, just die, stupid flesh, just die. Because seriously, we are so driven by this that our hearts get mangled, and our hearts get messed up, and our hearts get blocked from God. And I could tell that was starting to happen with me, and I was not going to allow it. And guys, just like I was recognizing, I was literally fighting my flesh, like, no, you will not be crabby. No, you will walk in love with this person. No, you will not take offense. No, you will be a person of gratitude. You will, Jessica. And it was like, I was like, you know, pumping myself up. Well, you guys may not have that yet. You may not be at that point where you can pump yourself up, because maybe you're a new Christian, or maybe you just haven't learned that step yet. But you know what? You guys have each other around the table. When somebody tells a story, maybe it's a hurtful thing that has happened to you in your life, or maybe, you know, when you learn about each other, somebody else can come across and say, you know what? You can do this. We love you. We're on your side. We're going to pray for you this week. And guys, I want Shift to become a unity, a team, a reach out point where people can get help, where people can get prayed for, where you guys can come in this room and feel safe. And not just in all of that, but we're going to grow spiritually, and we're going to change this world. We may be small now, but you know what? One day, we're going to be so big that everybody's going to want to be like us, because there's just something happening there. These people are excited about the things of God, but it's got to start with your heart. And we've got to guard our hearts. No matter what happens, we have to guard our hearts. So you say, okay, well then how do we have a heart of gratitude? And that's the message title tonight. So if you're taking notes, how to have a heart of gratitude. Well, there was an amazing story that God led me to, and it's in Luke 17. How many of you brought your word? Amen. Hold it up. Show me you got it. Good job, guys. And if it's on your Palm Pilot or your Palm Pilot, do we even use those anymore? iPods, iPhones, raise your phone up. So anyways, and the word of God is going to be your sword. Okay, guys? Because your hearts will always have an opportunity day in and day out to get offended, day in and day out to not walk in love, day in and day out to allow something to come in and kind of rip you apart from the things of God, rip you and separate you from the things of God. And you have a choice to serve him, or you have a choice to walk away and do your own thing. And you need to be desperate, and you need to know that there are people that are blessed. And the reason they're blessed is because they have a heart of gratitude. God looks at our hearts. He doesn't look at you and say, wow, Michael, you really dressed well and you got it all together. But let's just say Michael goes home and, I'm just saying this, but I know you don't, but beats up his family and cusses them out and goes out and drinks on them and sleeps around on his wife. You think God's going to just honor him and bless him? No, because there's deep-rooted issues in the heart. Not that Michael's an amazing man of God, a wonderful husband. So don't ever approach him on those issues. But I was just making that as an example. And you know what, you guys? There were these men in the Bible that were desperate. They were desperate for the things of God because they needed something from God. Are any of you desperate tonight to hear from God? Are any of you needing just something from God? Has this world stripped you away this week? Have things in this world just kind of taken a piece of you, maybe as family members, maybe as work, maybe as friends? Who knows? Maybe it was a boyfriend or a girlfriend that let you down. But you know what? There were these men. And in chapter 17, in verse 11, it says, now it had happened as he went into Jerusalem, and we're talking about Jesus, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And then he entered a certain village, and there met 10 men who were lepers who stood off afar. And I'm going to stop there because I want to set the story up for you guys. Leprosy was something that would just go over your whole body, and you would end up losing fingers. You would end up losing, like, your nose. You would lose your ear. It was something that would eat your body alive. And because they were lepers, they were shunned. So they were never allowed to be around people. They weren't allowed to even be in the same city. There was actually leprosy colonies. And as soon as you found out you had leprosy, you had to leave your family and friends. They had to be excluded from everything. You talk about desperate. I don't know about you, but if that was me, I would be desperate for the things of God. And so they're lepers. And Jesus is walking through. And in verse 13 it says, verse 12 it says, and then he entered a certain village, and there he met 10 men who were lepers who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and they said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And so when he saw them, he said to them, go, show yourselves to the priest. And it was that they went and they were cleansed. Who needs a word from God? You need a word from God tonight. And they were desperate. God gave them a word. In verse 15, it says, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned with a loud voice and glorified God. And he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks that he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and he said, where then are the 10 that were cleansed? But were there not 10 that were cleansed? But where are the 9? Where are any who returned to him and gave glory except this one foreigner? And he said, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Guys, here's this man, 10 of them. They were cleansed, they received a word, and God healed them. They were desperate, but he healed them, right? They go away, and one comes back and thanks God. And he's like, what is this about? Weren't there 10 of you that were healed? And one of you returns. Guys, I don't want you to be the 9 that did not return. I want to be the one that was at the feet of Jesus saying, thank you, God. Thank you, even though despite my heart was messed up, God, you saw my heart of gratitude and you answered my prayer. And tonight I want that to be you guys. So let's learn how to have that heart of gratitude like the one leper that returned to the Lord. The one leper that wanted his life changed and got something from God because of it. He received his full healing. So point number one says, we're going to receive our blessing. That's how we have a heart of gratitude. Now that kind of sounds weird, huh? I'm going to be grateful for getting a blessing, of course. But a lot of you have a hard time receiving things. A lot of you girls around here, when I look at you and I say, hey, you look pretty today. Oh gosh, you know, I just don't like this shirt. And da-da-da-da-da. And I do it to myself. We have this weird image of what the world says is right and what the world says is wrong. And it's wrong. It's wrong of us. Because, you see, you can't even receive a comment. I remember when Dan and I were first not married. We actually were dating. And I had been battled and bruised from ex-boyfriends. I'm telling you, like, just not good. And so I had my guard up, my walls were up, and it was like, I'm not letting anyone in. And he was a gentleman, and so he wanted to open the doors for me, and I was like, you don't need to do that. You don't need to open the doors for me. I was just, like, weird about those things. You know, I'm confident. I'm independent. Oh, please. You're weak, and you're insecure. And that's really what it was about. And my husband now, at that time, was like, do you realize that you never let me open the doors? Would you let me be the man and open the doors? Like, and so finally I was like, okay, die to that. Open the doors. Go ahead, open the doors. And then he started to tell me, oh, you look so pretty. You look so nice today and da 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 da. And I just could not receive it. It was like, oh God, no, I don't. You know, like, oh, no, I don't. What about my hair? My hair is so annoying. I couldn't get to do it right. You know, and nothing was ever right. And it started to frustrate him. You know, he was just like, and finally one day he's like, Guy, you know, God just messed up then, didn't he? You know, like, and you realize, you know, God doesn't mess up, I do. You know, so I couldn't receive a compliment. Maybe some of you are in a situation and somebody has, you know, slipped you some money because maybe you have a need and you didn't know that maybe God told these people to slip you some money. And you will not receive that. Nope, 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 I'm good, we're good, thanks, thanks, and give it back. You know, because you may think, oh, well, you know, I can't do that. Maybe it's God's way of blessing you. You know, maybe you need to be a giver, and then you will see your end of receiving on it. Maybe you are a taker. Maybe you actually are like one of those, like, what can you give me? What can I get out of you? What kind of, you know? Maybe God is saying to you, be a giver, so then you can be the right receiver, and you will be able to receive my gifts. You see, there's a lot in here, and God says, first you have to receive the blessing. Take into one's possession means to receive. So that means if I'm talking to Michael here, and I'm just using it because you're right in front of me, okay? And I say, Michael, I'm going to give you $5. And Michael goes, oh, no, that's cool. You know, it's good. I already have $5. I don't need $5. You know, and I'm sure Chris would be like, no, no, take it, take it. You know, Michael's not going to receive what I'm giving him, right? What about if God said, hey, I actually have the answer that you've been asking me about, but you're so busy. And you're so doing your own thing that you're not even hearing it. I'm here and I'm giving you the answer you need. Hello? And you're not receiving it. You're not receiving it and you're not receiving it. You're going, God, where are you? Where are you, God? And God's saying, you're not even in a position to receive my blessing because you've so distanced yourself from me. Your heart has gotten hard and you're not willing to just stop and listen. See, God has a blessing for you tonight. He wants you to receive what it is that is the desire of your heart. He wants the best for each and every one of you. Life may be giving you junk, but God has a blessing for you. But you have to be there, and you have to be ready, and you have to receive it. That's your part. And you know, the leper, in Luke 17:14, it says, and so when he saw them, he said unto them, go, show yourselves to the priests. And it was, and they went on their way, and they were cleansed. That means they didn't even question it. Do you notice that? They kind of walked off like, okay, good, we're healed. They received it. And because they received it and they weren't in doubt and they weren't in fear and they weren't operating in their own ability and why is this not getting done and how come and how is this supposed to happen? They just believed and they just went on their way and they were healed. Guys, stop getting involved. Move yourself out of the way and let God do it and just receive it. Get out of the way. Just trust him and let him give it to you. Because so many times we have to make a plan, make a way, figure it out. Well, you know, how's he going to do this? I don't know how God's going to do this. And so many times I wonder if we actually delay the process. You know, how come this took so long? Well, maybe you were in the way. Maybe you wouldn't shut up. Maybe you weren't going to give God the glory. Maybe you were in a place to receive. This leper got cleansed and just believed it and moved on. And he was healed because of that. I want you and me to be that leper tonight that was cleansed and healed and believed God and received the blessing. And when we are allowed and out of the way and allowed God to move in to our heart, that's when we, as Christians and as the body of Christ, the men and women of God, are able to be used for the kingdom. In 1 John 3:22, 1 John towards the back of the Bible, 3:22. And it says, and whatsoever we ask, we receive from him. Okay, so how many of you really believe that? How many of you have asked something and never received it? It's okay, raise your hand. I have too. Maybe it wasn't in God's will. Maybe you were in the way. Maybe you actually did receive it and never noticed. Because I don't know about you, there's been many times that I've been on my face praying about something or asking for something, and then I actually get the answer or it comes, you know, to pass, and I forget to thank God for it. And then it's like, oh yeah, of course God did that. It's almost like an expectation, you know, and God's like going, well, wait a second here. You know, you weren't grateful when you received it last time. Maybe you can't handle this. Let's check our hearts tonight. I want to be like the leper, just believing God and getting cleansed. I don't want to be in the way. But it says, whatsoever you ask, you shall receive. That, to me, is awesome. I'm taking that. I'm running with that. Whatsoever you ask, you will receive from me. Because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Whoa, that's a whole nother part of the verse, Pastor Jess. That's like a whole nother message. Yeah, it is, so I won't go there, okay? But when you keep his commandments, and when you're pleasing in God's sight, guess what? You can hear him. Guess what? You aren't in the way anymore. Because when you're doing and you're walking and you're following the things of God, you're in a position and an ability to receive. You know, I just went to go see a new baby today. This baby was 4 pounds, like 7 ounces. I don't even know. 4 pounds, 7 ounces? Yeah, whatever. Little baby. And this baby was a miracle because what baby should be born a month early, be that small, be alive, be healthy, and the family is incredibly blessed. I mean, walking into blessing. We left that hospital room going, they are so blessed. They're so blessed, and they know they're blessed. But let me tell you the heart and the character of these people. They serve God day in, day out. No compromise at all. Gun-ho, no matter what, and they have been in the down and out, but they don't care because God is in control. He's their provider, and they were faithful to him. And now because they've been faithful to him, God has provided them with a brand new baby boy and 2 beautiful daughters, an incredible marriage, a home, their own business, and they have like people giving them all of these like really rich clothes and really awesome things for the baby, so they get to save all that money, and it's all brand new stuff. I mean, I just walked out there going, wow. And you know what Dan said? They have favor. And they're ready to receive. And they were hearing God. They walked in what God wanted. And they were blessed because of it. I want you guys to be those people. I want to come visit you one day with your babies in the hospital and go, man, they're blessed. Man, God's hand is on their life. Man, look at what they've got. And you know what? You may look at someone else and go, I don't get it. How come they're so blessed? How come my life sucks? Well, you know what? I know that these people were blessed because they kept his commandments. And because they do, they're able to hear his voice and receive his word. And they have hearts of gratitude. All the mom could say to us, I'm just so grateful. He's so wonderful, isn't he? I'm just so blessed. God, I'm so blessed for my church. And she just began to say all the things she was so blessed about. And I was just like, I'm so blessed to be part of this that I would even get to come visit you. We were just honored. And so, guys, that can be you, okay? So let's check our hearts tonight and see if we're in a place to receive the blessing. Point number 2, in verse 15, oh, let's go back, sorry, Luke 17, I'm turning there too, Luke 17, 15, going back to the story of the lepers, okay, and it says, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned, and with a loud voice glorified God. And one of them returned. One of them acknowledged that God healed him. Not all 10 of them, one of them. You know, the word of God says that the road is narrow. to heaven. And I don't think it's narrow because, like, you know, God just made it that way. I think it's narrow because a lot of us fail to hear and acknowledge who God is. And we may not make it on that road. But my job is to kick your butt into heaven. So listen up. You better be ready to receive the blessing. And number two, I want you to acknowledge the blessing. There are things that God has given you in your life that you have not thanked him for. There are things that God has blessed you with that you don't even realize are a blessing because you're so caught up in your world of me, that you don't even realize that it is a blessing. And the reason I know that is I'm a mom, and my daughter is very blessed. Who has two sets of grandparents that are still together that love Jesus full-heartedly? Not many people anymore. Who has a mom and a dad that love her? Who has food on the table? And my daughter will sometimes be like, no, you know, like a little brat, you know? And I'm always telling, you know, you be blessed. Because some little kids don't even have mom and dads, and they live in an orphanage, and they don't have mom and dads at all. And it always shocks her, like, oh, I know you're thinking, how can you tell a three-year-old that? Well, I'm very real with my daughter. She was screaming the other night, and I told her, if you keep screaming, the cops are going to come get you, take you away. So she thought about that, and she goes, do they always take little kids from moms and dads? I'm like, oh, crap, I think I ruined this one. Okay, I'm not the perfect parent, but... But she is, like, the cutest thing. But at the same time, she has a tendency, like the rest of us, to expect and just be used to what our Father gives us. And so, guys, maybe you have a mom and dad, and maybe they're not perfect, but they're together. Did you ever think, wow, that's cool, they are together. They're a bit screwed up, but I love them, and they're together. Or how about, you know what? Maybe I'm married and my husband's not here tonight and I'm by myself. Or maybe my wife's not here and I'm by myself because they're off doing who knows what, but I'm believing God. But you know what? At least I have a wife that God has given me to pray for. Or at least I have a husband that God trusts me with that I'm going to pray for. You see, guys, maybe you're sitting in this room and you're going, I'm so alone. I've been alone for so long. God, is there anyone? First of all, maybe you're not hearing to receive. Second of all, have you acknowledged that this is your time with God and you've been taking advantage of it and worrying so much about getting married that you haven't really been spending and acknowledging him? You see, there's times and seasons in our lives and God says, it's time for you to get off yourself and acknowledge what I've done for you. Be grateful for the little things. You know, the economy sucks right now. How many have been affected by it? Everyone should be raising their hand. You probably don't have a job because of it. No, I'm just kidding. You know what, though? The economy is up and down, and the world is so flexible and never know where it's going to land. But guess what? You have a God who's solid, who's steady, who's consistent, who knows what you need. And have you ever acknowledged him for that? Okay, God, so I'm totally incredibly broke. Don't know I'm paying that bill. Stressing me out, but you are still on the throne, and you look good. And I trust you. And I know you're in control. Did you just give God acknowledgement? You see, Job was going through hell. He lost his family. He lost his health. Read the book of Job. You'll probably be like, oh yeah, I have no problems. I'm good. Good God. Because Job was messed up. Everything was taken from this man. And God never went and told Job what was happening in heaven between him and the enemy. No, God only told Job through all of his trial who he was. Who God was. Job, am I not the one that made the heavens and the earth? Am I not the one that created the clouds? Am I not the one that makes the waves stop on the land? Am I not the one that grew the flower? Am I not the one that created the birds that fly in the air and food for you to eat? Because all of a sudden, Job's problems looked about this big and he had a God this big on his side. And it kept him. And in the end of Job's life, he was more blessed than the beginning. Have you acknowledged God? Have you taken for granted maybe the things that he has given you? I just want you to ask yourself that question because I think he deserves more. I think we're so stuck on us all the time in our world. And guys, I'm not just saying you, me too. I mean, come on. I get in my closet and I'm like, God, I don't have anything to wear. I'm just so fat. I have a tire around my waist from Micah. And, you know, like, seriously, I don't have anything to wear. And my husband is just like, all right, are you done changing? Seriously, can we go? I'm thinking, I am so blessed to be able to change into a couple outfits. Wow. There's many people that don't have clothes. You know, I mean, we can get in stupid, stupid pity parties that leave us in this world of this big. Let's get out of this world and let's live in God's world. Let's acknowledge him for the goodness. Let's acknowledge him for those things that he has truly blessed you with. Are you breathing tonight? Are you breathing? Are you alive in this room tonight? Then you know what? You have something to thank him for. You have something to thank him for. And you may be sitting in this room saying, actually, I came in here tonight wanting to take my life. And this was it. This was my last chance. Well, guess what? You have a God who adores you and loves you and brought you here tonight to tell you how wonderful you are. Because you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And he cares about everything in your heart, everything that's going on in every circumstance, and nothing is too big for him. So I don't know what that was about, but amen. Acknowledge. That means to recognize. It's that simple, guys. Just recognize him. God just wants some recognition. Have you ever just like, okay, I make dinner, okay? I love my husband. He's amazing. I make dinner. Like, I can make the best dinner in the world, and he's just like, his face is horrible. Horrible! And I just remember, I'm like, when we first got married, I'm thinking, God, is it that bad? You know, and Dan just makes nasty faces when he eats. He does. So if he's ever at your house, your food is probably really good, okay? He just doesn't know how to, like, not move his face. So I just remember, and then he would never tell me, oh, this is good. So I'd be like, is it good? Is it good? Is it good? Yes, it's good, you know? And it's like, well, could you just say that? I just need to know if it's good, okay? I'm very insecure about cooking, you know? But lesson for the men. Just say a little something. You know, say a little prayer. Yeah, say a little something. Just say something. Maybe you're not an encourager. Maybe you need to check yourself and say, okay, listen, I'm going to walk by someone today and I'm going to encourage them. And that's not, hey, looking good. No. That's like really try and pay attention. Like, hey, I saw the way that you were like, you know, happy yesterday and you really blessed me. You know, pull out their character and lift it up high. Acknowledge them. When you bless someone, encourage them, guess what? You're blessing God and you're encouraging him. You're acknowledging him. You're walking and operating in what he wants you to do. Because you see, God uses you as a vessel to bless and acknowledge others. Got it? So we need to acknowledge him, but acknowledge each other as well. Joshua 4, 22 through 24 in the message. You don't have to turn there because it won't say the same thing. Okay? It's in the message. And it says, the people came up out of Jordan on the 10th day of the first month, and they set up camp in, well, it says the circle. Okay? So I'm just trying to make this simple and short. Anyways, a whole bunch of people get together, right? And they're like Israel. And they're talking about things that were done. And it says, tell your children this. What are they? And they say, what are these stones doing here? They're looking at these stones. They say, what are these stones doing here? I'm trying to get this fast. Tell your children this. Israel crossed over Jordan on dry ground. Yes, God, your God dried up Jordan's waters for you until you had crossed, just as God, your God, did at the Red Sea, which happened to be dried up before and until we had crossed. This was so that everybody on earth would recognize how strong God's rescuing hand is, and so that you would hold God in a solemn reverence always. I don't know about you, but you may need an ocean to separate for you and dry ground to walk through. You're looking at a situation in your life going, okay, I just do not know where this is going. But you know what? He wants you to recognize him in this, because this was a remembrance for them always. And it says right here, it says that everybody on earth, guess what? That's you and me. This happened so long ago, he split the waters, dried it up so they could walk through, and then he shut the waters back together. Remember this story? It's like an amazing story. If you don't know it, you need to get into your word. Moses, you know. And God did all this so we can read about it and remember how awesome our God is, to recognize and to solemn and reverence and enjoy him and remember his goodness in our hearts and in our lives. So guys, first receive the blessing in your heart. Acknowledge then the blessing in your heart when you receive it. Because so many times, maybe we prayed for so long, then we just forget. Because it just starts happening and we're like, oh yeah, I don't think I ever thanked you for that. So maybe go back in your mind and make sure you thank God for things that maybe you didn't. And number three, be gratefully loud. Be gratefully loud. Luke 17, again, let's go back. Luke 17. You guys already there? All right. Luke 17, 15 through 16, it says, "And one of them," remember, one went back and he saw that he was healed, "returned and with a loud voice glorified God, fell down on his face and at his feet, giving thanks to him." And he was a Samaritan. Guys, gratefully loud. Let me tell you a story. One time, our office got donated this like condo. And have you guys heard this story? I don't remember if I ever told you. Okay, so we got this condo. Somebody donated us a condo. And Dan and I had been working a lot, and we were really, really broke, okay? We had, like, no money to go on vacation. Our vacation was coming up, and we had no money and nowhere to go. So they were like, "Okay, everybody, we're going to auction off this condo because Pastor Jim and Deborah can't use it. Somebody give it to the church just for this week, and we're going to draw names." So everybody's like all excited around the office, right? So we go into our staff meeting, and they're turning the names, and And let me tell you, I was praying and fasting, like, for a week. "I'm going to get that condo in Jesus' name. I'm going to get that condo." I don't think anybody else on staff was really as passionate about it as I was. Okay, so they turn it, and and I'm, like, on the edge of my seat. Like, seriously, I was just like, "Oh, yeah, oh, yeah." And this is what I was doing with God. I was testing God. I knew that's so bad, huh? But I was just like, I want to see if I pray for something, how soon it's going to take for me to get it. Because I was just really in faith. Like, I'm so in faith for this. I know God's going to do it. So, like, all these other things that happened in our life. And I was like, wow, 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 wow. Like, I was just so in amazement of God, right? So, like, this was it. I was like, this is going to be the really wow. Like, I'm going to get this condo. And Dan's like, all right, whatever. You know, like, so they start turning the little thing. And they pull out a name. And they read it. And they're all, "Daniel Roth." And I'm like, jumping around like that, and everyone in the whole office was just like, "Oh my gosh, I think she's lost it," you know? And honestly, you guys, it was not about the condo. I was so excited that God had answered my prayers, that what I was praying for, that what I was believing for, it actually happened, and I was so thankful. And Dan was just like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, like, what the heck?" And I was kind of mad that God didn't use my name. Like, why did they pull Dan's name? He wasn't praying. Fine, God, we're going to talk about that when we get to heaven. So anyways, we go to the condo. I'm like really fat and pregnant, and I could barely move and walk the whole time. But you know, it was really fun. And it was just a blessing because you know why? I was in faith. And you know what? I was beyond happy and grateful. I mean, that was like a time in my life when I was totally extremely loud and excited about the things of God. Can you tonight think about something that God did for you that you were believing and you were just totally excited about it? Like, to the point where, you remember like being a little kid and like your mom finally said you could have a cookie, you know, like, "Yeah, woo, get a cookie." See, I totally keep stuff away from my daughter since she's really grateful when she gets it, you know? So she gets way excited about gum. So sometimes I think God does that to us, like, "Hold on, hold on, stay grateful." So anyways, Hebrews 13:15. Let's turn there. You guys are like, "She is crazy. This girl loud and obnoxious." Well, guess what? I am for the things of God. I love him more than anything in this world. It says in Hebrews 13:15, it says, "Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that it is the fruit of our lips. Give thanks to his name." The fruit of our lips. I don't know about you, but I like fruit. We eat fruit all the time. We eat berries, we eat like kiwis, we eat fruit all the time. And it's sweet, right? It's satisfying to our bodies. It can fill us up, it can satisfy our tongue. Well, think about it. When you give thanks, it satisfies God. It blesses God. He receives that, and he then, you see, he gave you something, he wants you to receive it. But when you thank him, he actually can receive your thanks. He actually gets something from you. Believe it or not, you get to give something to God, and it's your thanks. And when you do it loud and joyous and happy, then guess what? He's probably like, "Hey, stop, stop, check it out. Check it out. They're totally excited. See those young adults at the Rock Church? They totally know who I am. And they're excited about, look at Angel, look at. They're totally blessed that I'm like just God. They don't want to ask anything of me. They don't want anything of me. They just want to know who I am. They're just excited about me tonight. They showed up on a Friday night at 8:00. He stops heaven. He stands at attention, and he says, "Wow, they're really thanking me tonight. They really love me." You see, you get a piece of your heart to show to God when you give him thanks. And I know that the King of Kings and Lord of Lords loves it. I told a story to the girls at Girlfriends the other day, but I'm not going to tell a story, actually. I have a better story. My daughter, Chloe, was born, but I have 7 nephews in my family, okay? It's like all boys. I do have sisters, but they didn't come into our life until a little bit later. So it was like just me and Luke, and then it was all the boys, nephews, after everybody started having babies. So we had a child in my stomach. I didn't know what she was, and I remember we were going to the ultrasound, and I had been praying, God, please. And remember, this was the time I was pregnant that I was like, oh, God, if you do this, I will just be so in awe. Okay, so that was the condo. Okay, so the next prayer was like, we're going to the ultrasound. Oh, my goodness. If I have a girl, I'm going to just pass out. Like, I will be in such awe of God. I remember telling Dad, I will be so in awe that my heart will be just overwhelmed, and I won't even know how to express it anymore. And we get there, and the lady's taking forever, forever and forever, and she shows me this picture, and she's like, do you see that? And I'm like, yeah, what is that? So then she gives me some term, some medical term, and I'm like, okay, and I'm thinking it meant like boy stuff. And I'm like, oh, I got a boy. Well, good, okay. You know, but like it was so common to me having boys around. And she goes, no. That is a girl's issue right there. Like that is a girl. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm having a girl. Her name is going to be Chloe. Oh my gosh. And I was like just so happy. And I just like cried. I just bawled. I just started bawling because God gave me a girl. And that was just so awesome for me. It was just so awesome. Like, he was, like, way beyond what I could even hope, dream, or imagine at this point. Like, I was just, like, so in love with God. Like, nobody could ever take me away from him. And in my season of life during that time, I just know that I was just so grateful to God. And things just started happening in our life. We would pray, and things would just happen, like, the next day. I'm not kidding you. We got a house. We got it for the best price. Everything. Blessed. And you know what, you guys? You're blessed. And tonight's your night. So what we're going to do is I want you to just go around the table, and then we're going to come back, okay? So I want you to go around the table and just, we probably don't have time. I know. So I want you to just ask one question to each other, okay? I want you guys to just talk around the table, ask one question, pick one off of the sheet, and do the icebreaker and ask one question. I'll give you guys 10 minutes. We'll do this. Special night. All righty. Go ahead and wrap it up. I'll give you one more minute. So was that good? Yeah? Do you guys like talking to each other? Is that kind of cool? So when would you ever have an opportunity to actually ask each other questions like that and like actually converse in a conversation? See, I want to set up a place for you guys to come and learn things about each other and actually to be able to express about God to someone else. It's really good for you because it's getting you to practice, okay, you know, think about what God has done in your life. So did you enjoy meeting each other tonight? Yeah, did you get something from the Word of God? Good. Well, guys, let's just run through it real quick. We're going to have a heart of gratitude. And number one, you're going to receive the blessing, okay? Get out of the way. Let God give you a blessing. Receive it. Acknowledge the blessing and then be gratefully loud, okay? So I want you guys to remind each other of that. Maybe you'll hear someone making a plan on their own and just say, hey, are you praying about that? You know, are you in the way? So keep each other accountable, okay? Now that you've met each other, keep each other accountable. Cool?